Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eches? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heal Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heal Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey
and Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast, and maybe you thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show.
I'm on a journey to get better, and I want to do it with you. And I'm not just focusing on physical health. I'm focusing on everything: emotional wellness, spirituality, finances, relationships, and so much more. Every week, it will be my personal goal to bring us, the world's leading healers, experts, and game changers, to share groundbreaking secrets and tips to getting better in all areas of life. Getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when we can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. Because when you know better, you get better. It's Monday, July 6th, 2020. Today, we have fitness influencer and best-selling author Karina Dawn. She is the co-founder of Tone It Up. We actually had her and her partner on the show before, and I love them, and I've been feeling like I need a little fitspo. So Karina is going to come on and share some practical fitness and nutrition information with us. You know, their website is pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, I think their website's really, really cool. And I especially that cauliflower smoothie thing that we'll be discussing today.
Yeah.
I love that idea. I'd never heard of that, but what a great idea.
Yeah, I think they have they've had a lot of things that caught my eye. I was like, I think I need to be going here on a daily basis and getting some health and fitness inspiration. Our quote of the day: to keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep the mind strong and clear. That's from Buddha.
I trust Buddha.
I trust Buddha too.
I trust Buddha too.
Kelsey's engineering for the first time today.
Hey!
Where's the applause? Yeah, with Ryan.
With Ryan Guy. Thank you.
We like the sound effect of the applause. What? Oh. Right when I say it. We'll get that next time.
Yes. Yep.
If you guys are just joining us, thank you guys so much for being with us. We love having you on all these platforms that we're on, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Where else? I mean, if you're listening
Facebook, obviously. Instagram, IGTV, I know that's tied into Instagram. Obviously, Anchor, all the podcasts, Stitcher.
We're kind of everywhere.
We're kind of everywhere, yeah.
If you haven't already, help us out and tell a friend about the show and bring them into our circle. And if you haven't already, join our Facebook group. We have a really cool community there that you can connect with. And if you haven't joined us at Patreon, well, now you're really missing out, because that's where you can really deepen your Better Together experience. We are offering exclusive shows there every week where I bring in some of my favorite content. Plus, we're kind of siphoning all of our giveaways and free expert sessions in that group. Like recently, Carrie Rose, who was on the show, she's a life coach and she coaches the Bella twins. You might know them from E, obviously. She gave a free coaching session, which we're going to find out how that went for one of our listeners. So if you haven't already, just go click on the link and join us there. In the meantime, I hope you guys all had a wonderful holiday weekend.
Spectacular. It was a really awesome time.
What did you do?
I got to hang out with my brother who came in to visit, as well as my girlfriend, and we just watched some movies. That's right, yeah. American Vandal is what we were binging.
So good.
Wait, Ryan, I didn't know there was a girlfriend in the picture. How long has it been since you've seen your girlfriend?
It's been a few weeks.
Okay.
It's been a few
weeks. So where did she come in from?
She's LA.
LA, yeah. Sounded like she flew in or something.
She was staying with her fam in San Diego.
Got it. Okay, cool.
But it was a fun time. And also just like all the fireworks. Been here for LA fireworks, just hearing it.
No, that wasn't normal, Ryan.
I told Maria just I missed so it. I don't know how I didn't hear it. Maria was like, are you crazy?
Actually, that was something that I totally forgot to even talk about today. I've lived here for 20-ish years and never have I ever seen anything like that. So Kevin and I drove up to Mulholland because I wanted to see the lunar eclipse. I thought fireworks weren't happening this year because they were deemed illegal and there were no shows officially. And so we get up there as we're driving up. I kind of was vaguely hearing things. And we get up and all of a sudden I'm like, am I seeing stuff? I'm just kind of like looking out and there's poof, 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 poof. And I go, Kevin, oh my God, LA's exploding, like all of LA. And so I'm sitting there like, is anybody else seeing what I'm seeing right now? Like a lot of times I kind of think I'm the only one. And so I start filming it, but I have Kevin's phone, which is an older model, not as good as mine.
Not as good.
And so I'm like, I can't believe what we're seeing here. And so I'm like shocked as shit. Of course, I missed the lunar eclipse. I think it happened before we got there. I think we got there around 8:30 and it happened at like 8:07. Right?
Right. That's why people were taking pictures of the moon, now I'm realizing.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. I don't know what time the eclipse was, but the moon was stellar.
Gorgeous. But I couldn't believe the explosions all over the city. It was like every block, in between every block too, all over. And because you're up on Mulholland, you're seeing all of LA and you're like, oh. So then we get home and the dogs are going crazy. Right. So you think, oh, this is so amazing. LA fireworks, Ryan. Right?
Yeah.
It's because you are a single man. You don't have terrified dogs like the rest of us. So the dogs are freaking out and we're sitting in the front yard and some of these things sound like bombs. And so I'm like, are we about to have a terrorist attack within this? Is this the disguise for the terrorist attack? Because we wouldn't know the difference, right?
Wow.
Sometimes it sounded like AK-47s. I'm like, if I was a terrorist, like that would probably be the way. So I was telling a friend of mine yesterday, he goes, that's a Bruce Willis movie.
Totally. Die Hard on the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. We need to get Evie Pomporis in here. She could be our consultant for it.
I was horrified, and it wouldn't stop. It was midnight and it was still going.
Okay, I might be crazy, but it didn't. I'm used to that most years. Maybe. How long have you been in the valley, Maria? Maybe it's more like common on the other side of the hill.
I've been here. I've been at this house for 15 years.
Yeah. I don't know.
Most of my time. Yeah, all of my time has been in the valley. I've never lived on the other side.
Especially on the east side of LA, like Echo Park, Los Feliz. I feel like a lot of people do custom fireworks in their own type of thing.
Not like this. Yeah. Jeff, did you read the news at all? It was like unprecedented.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Accidented.
Yeah.
It was a very clear difference this year than any other year. Yes, you can hear a firework or two. This was explosions every 2 feet, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy for sure. But, you know, it's cool.
Jeff's like, I don't know if it's over where you are, but where I am, I hear it. No, not like this, Jeff, I promise you, because they would not have been making such a big deal about it. It was literally trending all over Twitter for 48 hours of how insane this was.
People in the chat are agreeing with you, Maria.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Insane.
Because I think there wasn't a couple of main shows that people could go see, they had to do it themselves. So then I'm sitting there just shocked and happy that we all survived this, right? Like that there weren't, you know, crazy things that happened, whether it be fires or whatever. And then my brother texted me. He's like, I'm still laughing about all the, you know, the fireworks stories from LA, right? Because he's making fun of us. He didn't want to see my shows. And his shows, he proceeds to send me like 20 videos of the most insane fireworks show. And he's the only one doing it. So it's like somehow he did like the most massive presentation alone. And I was like, yeah.
Nice.
How was it though? Was it good? Or?
It was amazing. I mean,
that's good.
I was already burnt out on fireworks that I couldn't be too proud of him.
Fair enough.
Honestly,
fair enough.
I've never been a huge firework person. They just kind of hurt my ears. I'm like, oh, it's nice to watch. And then, I don't know, after 5 minutes, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
They explode. I don't know.
These went on for a few hours was the thing I was realizing. Like it was at least four hours.
4 hours. Yeah. 4 hours, guys. It was not stopping. And then last night it started again. And Max was like, can I come sleep with you, Mom?
Well, and we've had the fireworks ever since all the protests. Have been fireworks at night. So, yeah, it's just all piling on. It's been crazy.
Well, and then there's the bubonic plague. Another thing coming out of China, by the way. I really feel bad for them in a way because it's like everything is starting there. But yeah, the bubonic plague. So they have a case. Why don't you take it away, Jeff? Well, you give us the bad news.
The way I captioned this was, suspected case of bubonic plague, yes, as in the Black Plague, is discovered in China. I'm sure listeners know, but the Black Plague, we're talking about like in the 1400s, you know, when one-third of the world's population was wiped out.
Why did they call it the Black Plague?
That's just the historic name, right, Ryan and Kelsey?
That's just the historic name.
Yeah.
No clue.
Okay.
I don't know why they call it.
I trust Jeff, I guess.
I like bubonic better.
Yeah, I guess bubonic
is
better.
Me too.
But yeah, this was discovered in Bayanyur, which is close to Beijing. They're not positive it's the bubonic plague, but it's likely. It's a suspected case. And in that city, they've upped their warning, their plague prevention warning to a level 3. And it goes up to level 4. So hopefully at least stays at level 3.
Guys, I need like a Bible expert to come in now.
I know.
I really need a Bible expert to come break down the last days. Right?
the last days.
I grew up in a very Protestant home, and there's some check marks that we're definitely hitting. Plagues is a sign. pandemics are a sign. A universal currency is another sign. And with Bitcoin, you kind of wonder if that's maybe...
Really?
Yeah.
What?
What does currency have to do with the Bible?
So like in Revelation, they have all like the seven signs. And one of them, they say like when there's a universal free trade system with one exchange kind of thing, then it's a sign. So
people... what are the seven signs? Let's see what we've checked off.
Let me see. I got
There's gluttony. Oh, that's the sins.
The seven deadly sins.
I'm trying to remember.
I think Jeff is our Bible expert that's going to come
on. I know. I spoke too soon. Like... Oh, the seven seals. Here we go. Okay.
Plagues.
This is
currency.
Okay, so plagues. Okay, Jeff presented himself as an expert, and now I remove him.
Yeah,
I
know. Sorry, Jeff.
How about I have this prep for tomorrow? I will make sure I prep this for tomorrow before I speak too soon.
The bubonic plague. Listen, I just think we have to stop watching the news, or we're never going to be happy.
Totally agree.
I mean,
totally
I got to go back. I realize, like today, I tweeted out, I'm like, only good news, please, because I'm over it. I'm so over it. So speaking of good news, our partnership with Good News Movement, Good News Monday, we have a really inspirational, like a beautiful video that a young daughter made of her dad. It was a tribute to her dad, and it's courtesy of @goodnews_movement, our favorite, because as I said, I only want good news. And so let's play this. So her dad wakes up at 4:15. I can't read this, so someone else is going to have to read it. It's too far away. She wanted to see what life was like for her dad. He's an immigrant from Lebanon. He gets up very early in the morning when the streets are empty and quiet and cold and rainy.
He's tired, but he never shows it. Just going onto these trains, reading... He tells his stories about the village, his life in Lebanon, which breaks her heart because he left his family. And he's just working and persevering. And he always has a smile on his face. And he takes pride in his appearance, combing his beard.
Look at his big smile, going to work.
And because of his sacrifices, his daughter now has options. So she just loves the sacrifice he made. It's really sweet.
It looks like he works in public transit.
You guys.
Jeff, anything?
I mean, first of all, I thought that would resonate with you, Maria, obviously, because you come from a hardworking immigrant family, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think at this time, it is easy to forget how hard essential workers are working, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what our audience... I mean, I do know what our audience makeup is like, but for those, you know, nurses, anyone working in essential businesses, we see you and we respect, you know, truly putting your life at risk to get out there every day.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Did that resonate with you, Maria?
And also just, the hardworking people who, you know, do all the jobs that, you know, the rest of us don't want to do. You know, my parents were janitors and had to be at work at 5 a.m. And when I wasn't in school, I had to as well. So I know what it's like. And I know what it's like to watch your parents work 20 jobs just to make sure that they can provide. And sometimes providing isn't just, you know, food on the table. It's like that, you know, new dress at Christmas so that you don't feel like, you know, every day's a hand-me-down. So you feel like you got something. Absolutely resonated with me. I thought it was beautiful that she woke up and shot that video of her dad and could, you know, it's nice to see that people get it, right? You can always take your parents for granted, or you can look at them and say, wow, they've sacrificed so much for me to be able to have a better life. And I think that was beautiful that she did that. Okay, so from sweet, inspirational, almost had me crying, but I'd already seen it, so my emotion had officially, you know, gone. You know, I say this all the time, when I need a prime in the morning, right? I prime with my meditation, and then I prime with TikTok because it's usually funny.
You have to.
Or the dodo or whatever. So I happened upon this video this morning, and holy moly, is this the most brilliant thing I've seen today. Go ahead. It's Donald Trump in The Preschool Apprentice.
The alphabet, very bigly, probably a lot more than everybody else, probably, but not for sure, but probably. And Sleepy Joe raised his hand, and I said, he said, pick me, pick me.
Will you pause it?
And the teacher said, Sleepy Joe, what about you?
So this kid is what, 8 years old?
Looks like looks 8 or 9.
Like it, yeah.
He's probably about 8 years old. He's got the Donald Trump like comb over thing going on. He's doing the impression lip syncing to Donald Trump with his like lower mouth like pronounced just like Trump talks, right? He doesn't move his upper lip really, or he'll just purse his lips. He's literally nailing this. And it's a massive monologue he memorized.
It's kind
so,
of terrifying a
carry
little
Carry on. It's amazing. They, you know, if I was Trump, I would use him out to, like,
right,
stump
right?
for me. Go ahead.
And he said, well, the letter A and the letter Z, they're both letters. And the teacher picked him for some reason. We don't know. He didn't really know his letters. It wasn't coherent. But they picked Sleepy Joe, and now I'm not the line leader. I'm very sad, very sad. But we're holding out hope that we can do it again next time, and we'll answer very goodly, very bigly.
Very, we're very goodly. Mad at Sleepy Joe.
Welcome back to another episode of The Preschool Apprentice.
Oh,
we'll answer
my God.
Very goodly, very bigly. If you haven't seen this, what's his handle so that everybody can go follow him? We'll put it in the link.
Yeah, we'll put it in the link.
So unbelievable to see this. If you're listening to this and you aren't watching it, trust me, click the link in the summary after the show, will pop it up. You have to see it. It's so brilliant.
It kind of terrifies me a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm like, how is this kid that good at this?
It's bananas.
And sad that he has to impersonate it. Like, oh, I just, it's a lot.
It was so good, though.
So good. Impressive.
So good. All right. Well, let's get to our guest. Karina Dawn is a wellness entrepreneur, a trainer, best-selling author, and the co-founder of Tone It Up, the leading fitness and lifestyle community for women. Her mission is to help women all over the world feel empowered, uplifted, and confident mentally, physically, and spiritually. Ladies and gents, Karina Dawn. I introduced you, and then all of a sudden, we're like, "Where'd she go?"
Sorry, I was actually watching you on my phone. I was like, "Oh, talking about me, I should probably sit down."
Meanwhile, we're laughing because I'm screaming your name, and I'm like, "She definitely can't hear me," but I have to just be like hopeful that maybe she'll hear the vibration of energy wherever she is. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Been a while. I know last time we were chatting, we were in person in your studio.
I know. And now we are not.
We are not.
We are in a very different world. So how have you kind of been holding up?
The first 2 weeks, I was like, yeah, I'm a very introverted person. I was like, okay, I can do this. But then afterwards, I realized I'm actually a social being, as we are humans and we need to be around other people. And it's been a shift of, you know, your schedules. I mean, everyone's feeling the same thing.
Yep.
You know, we're all in this together. And even with Tone It Up, we readjusted how we can help our community and make sure we always stay stronger together, better together, everything. So it's been an adjustment. And I'm currently in Austin, Texas, and, you know, we're shutting down again.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Has it affected what you guys are doing? Like, are you guys able to run your business in the same way? What kind of adjustments have you had to make? Were they for the best? Like, sometimes
these shifts force us into kind of something better.
You know, the great thing about Tone It Up is we just strive to help women's lives be better. And since we are at home fitness app, which is great, so we can provide all the fitness content that our community needs, and meditations as well. And yeah, so we've just shifted for us personally, for me and Kat. I haven't seen Kat in 3 months, 4 months, which is so weird. It's crazy. And even, you know, we've done a lot of, we're on Zoom calls for like behind the scenes of Tone It Up. It's all Zoom calls and meetings. Our office is closed in Manhattan Beach. But we're getting by, and our community, I feel even more connected to women right now, because so many of us, thank goodness, the internet has been saving all of us to feel connected to other people. So,
yeah, we need each other more than ever.
Yeah. And I would imagine, you know, a decade ago, we didn't have Instagram or YouTube or all this technology where we could all talk to each other like this. And even our own mental wellness would suffer. So, I mean, there's a lot going on still, but I do think that, you know, having the internet and social media has been great right now.
Yeah. So when you talk about kind of the mental aspect of it, how has this affected you mentally and emotionally and spiritually? And I imagine, just like me and everybody else, there are waves and it's a roller coaster. And like, you know, we go down and we pull ourselves back up, and then we go down again, and then we're pulling ourselves back up. And it's like, oh my God, how much longer is this going to go for? When can we go even?
Yeah. And I think that's so important to talk about too, is it's okay to be like this. Like, this is unknown times. And, you know, in the beginning, even myself, being a lifestyle professional, I don't have it all together either, and that's okay. And I definitely have had those times, even with my husband. It's just the two of us, well, and two cats and two dogs, but you know, thank goodness we have each other. There's a lot of people out there that are very isolated right now, but both of us have had those days where, like, oh, I'm gonna sleep in, oh, I'm not motivated. But then it's really, you have to kind of take a step back, allow your time to like have those moments. But then for me, I've really had to have a stay scheduled, schedule my workouts, just like I was going to the office every day or filming with 30 people on set, put it in my calendar, wake up, meditate, work out, and like stay scheduled. Just for me personally, that's what helps me stay well.
And so what are you doing for workouts right now? And does it keep changing? Have you found something new that you're liking?
Yeah. So I mean, I always use our Tone It Up app, but not as often as I do now, because it literally is the only thing, you know, I would in the past go to the gym, or even like this past weekend, we like to get outside and go on a bike ride or go to the path or go kayaking, but everything's closed. So it's at home workouts. I think everyone's experiencing that right now, which is great. So I work out to all of our Tone It Up trainers. It's not just me. So sometimes I feel weird like working out to myself. So it's good on the app to have the other trainers to work out with as well.
And what is your favorite thing to do right now? Which like type of workout?
Okay. So we just finished one of our challenges, the Summer Tone Up. And then we have another one starting on July 13th. We're just trying to keep our community connected. And so that's TIU 21, and that's 3 weeks. But in between, so what I did this morning, there's a workout in the app. It's called the 31 Rep Challenge. It's 30 minutes, and all you need is a set of dumbbells, and you do 31 reps of all these different moves. And it's like, it's intense, but it's fun. It's with some of our trainers, and that's my favorite workout right now. I did that this morning.
Yeah, I was looking at the website, and I was so inspired because, first of all, you have all these different workouts and you can target different areas. So I was like, okay, like legs and butt. All right, let's go. And obviously I saw it was like, I think it was squats, lunges, and deadlifts were the best things for that, right?
I'm a huge deadlift fan.
Okay, so question about the deadlifts. I had an evil trainer years ago destroy my hamstrings because she wanted to punish me at 5 a.m. And that we don't need to go into the story. Just trust me. She was not a nice human and destroyed my hamstrings. I have never recovered. Okay. Can you imagine if 5 a.m. someone saying, all right, let's see what you got. Like, let's do it. She didn't try to like warm me up or anything. It was like, it was not nice. Anyhow, if I do one deadlift with even the smallest amount of weight, my hamstrings tear. Like, it's just evil.
Have you been doing yoga? Like yoga. What have you been doing right now?
Not a lot. So I shouldn't say that. For up until 3 weeks ago, when some tumultuous times were hitting, I was on my treadmill trying to get my 10,000 steps a day. And then I would incorporate some floor-based Pilates kind of things in there, you know, when I felt inspired. So maybe a little bit of pickleball, very little. So, Karina, yeah, I've done a lot. So what do you do?
Some yoga, put in some yoga classes in there at home just to make sure you're stretching and then also strengthening.
So the yoga would help the hamstring. Like, what could ever repair that?
Foam rolling. Have you ever done foam rolling?
Yes, I do. After everything I do, I have the Tom Brady, like, vibrating one.
Ooh, I haven't seen the Tom Brady vibrating.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, it's pretty aggressive. But it massages everything and kind of has helped me. But, yeah, okay, so if you can't do deadlifts, what's the best way to tone your legs and butt? Like, I feel like back in the day when I used a Stairmaster, my butt was like.
I love bridge work. I would get down, but you won't be able to see me and like actually show you moves. But like, you know, when you lay on your back and you lift your hips up, and you like, you go up and that helps with your hamstrings. See if that doesn't hurt you.
I was
as well.
Doing that for a little while. That actually was okay. And when I would feel a pinch, I would stop.
Yeah. And then I love also, do you have booty bands?
Yeah.
So those are the little thing. You can put them around your, above your ankle or above your knee. And you can strengthen your legs that way. I'm like doing motions that you can't even see right now, but under my desk.
Like the sidestepping squat kind of.
Like step side to side. You can do booty kickbacks, all of that.
Okay.
And then definitely stretching is so important in repairing. And I would try to squeeze in some yoga. We have yoga moves in our app.
Okay. I'm inspired to get back into it. I also really loved your recipes. So I've used your powder, your protein powder. I love the vanilla. And I saw a recipe that just blew my mind this morning, and it was a cauliflower smoothie. Kelsey's eyes just bugged out of her head.
I'm like, what?
She's part horrified, part curious.
That sounds disgusting.
Right. Yeah,
that was a perfect way to
put it. But tell us about it.
Okay, so you know how when you have a smoothie, typically maybe for the consistency, you want to add banana to it, or you can add avocado. But we like to add cauliflower, frozen cauliflower, to the smoothie. So you add your protein powder, your almond milk or coconut water, whatever fruits or veggies, kale that you want. But instead of a banana, you can put the cauliflower in for that same consistency, a little bit lower on the sugar intake. So maybe later in the afternoon, if you do an afternoon workout and you need to get your protein, remember, within 30 minutes of your workout. So the cauliflower, less sugar, high in fiber and vitamins, B vitamins. So it's really good for you. And the thing about cauliflower, you can't taste it at all. It's kind of like when you add, have you added kale to a smoothie, but you really don't taste the kale. Mm-hmm. But you get all those nutrients. So cauliflower is very similar.
Is it raw cauliflower?
So no, I buy the frozen packages.
Okay.
Because then you don't have, if you use frozen fruit and veggies, then you don't have to add ice to your smoothie.
Yep.
So yeah.
Okay.
And it just gets watered down.
I learned a new thing today. I'm going to start adding cauliflower. And I like the idea that it lowers your blood sugar.
Yeah.
I think that's.
And to echo, you guys know that frozen veggies are just as fresh, if not sometimes fresher, than regular vegetables because they've been
peaked
and flash frozen at peak freshness.
It is true.
I learned that from Maria.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
On a gas pump?
Yes, yeah. I did. Wait, Karina, you're telling me that you can't taste the cauliflower at all?
No. Try it. I'm serious, because what's your favorite fruit? What are you going to put in there?
Blueberries, probably.
Blueberries, yep, yep.
Blueberries, too. So throw some berries in. I sometimes love like healthy fats, like an almond butter in there. You do not taste the cauliflower.
I believe it.
I believe it. I believe it, too.
I like to put almond butter in. I'll normally do almond butter, almond milk, some kind of almond butter, almond milk, protein, blueberries. I don't do kale or any kind of spinach anymore because I heard that the milk cancels out the spinach or the kale. But is that regular milk or is almond milk an exception?
What do you mean cancels out?
Jeff, look up right now why milk and spinach can't work in a smoothie. I forget the actual thing, but it was
like that, the
yeah, you don't get the nutrients of the kale or the spinach because of the dairy, and that doesn't work.
I don't use dairy in my smoothies, but all of our protein powders are plant based just by preference.
But maybe it was just regular dairy. Maybe almond milk is the exception. And maybe I just threw this out for no reason because I stopped putting it in there.
I need to hear this now, Jeff. Yes, look this up because I've never heard this. But
come on, Jeff.
So that would be if you could
Are you finding it?
Does it sound like something with oxalate?
Then it would cancel out. Does it sound like whey protein has dairy in it?
I'm seeing something with oxalate and oxalic acid. Maybe those when they combine leafy greens. Okay.
Spinach. Why you can't put milk and spinach in smoothie? I'm just going to look it up myself here.
I'm a new member of like the shake game. Making shakes every morning, and whenever I go to the grocery store, I'm immediately looking for ingredients. And the big problem I always have is with veggies. So now knowing like you got to prefer frozen, I think that's really helpful, especially with cauliflower and something you can't taste. It's like that hidden nutrients that you can just throw it in and it's no extra effort or change to the taste.
I had a friend once, Karina. What do you think about this? I had a friend once who put frozen zucchini in, and she was also like, that's another good option. And I said, girl, what? No.
Frozen zucchini. I'm a big, even this morning I went and I grabbed a green juice for breakfast and it was interesting combination of things, but I have not done zucchini in a smoothie or juice.
That's so weird. I can't find it right now. I'm under pressure. Okay. I'm going to figure that out. Jeff, it's on you.
I'm still searching. I'll see what I can find. I searched the exact thing you just said, Maria, so I'll keep looking.
So when you talk about fitness, like how much time do you think someone should devote right now in this quarantine world to fitness per week?
Varies. And I will be the first to admit there have been many a days where I have not worked out.
Okay.
And it is definitely... it's tough right now to find that extra motivation, and that's okay. But typically, I work out because it makes me mentally feel good. And obviously the physical and the health benefits of it all, but for myself, if I go one day, I'm okay. 2 days, my mood starts to shift. 3 days, my mood really starts to shift. So for me, and I think a lot of us are like that, it's working out and moving our body. And it gives us energy, obviously. It gives us other motivation, creativity. It just boosts the mood. So I think right now, in a time where we're in quarantine, in this isolation, it's so important to move your body. But I would say at least 5 days a week is great. And it can be, I mean, whatever you can squeeze in. A lot of parents have their kids at home. They don't have as much help, so there's not a lot of time. But even get your kids to move. There's a lot of workouts in the app that are 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. Just squeeze it in to move. But typically, I would say 5 days a week is great. 30 minutes, 5 days a week. You're great. Squeeze in. I like to have active rest days. So that's getting out in nature, I think, is just as important as moving your body inside your house. Just for those extra endorphins, I try to get outside, you know, at least once a day. Today, my only workout was, well, I did the 31 rep. And so yesterday, all weekend, it was a walk in nature around the block with my husband. We went twice a day, took the dogs, and he's even like, okay, let's go. So that's really important. And then meditation is really important right now too. Do you meditate? You do.
I do, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but you're reminding me of how when I fall off the fitness wagon, it's not about my fitness. It's really about my emotional and mental well-being. And so, yeah, you're reminding me that that's probably also, and think about it. When you ditch it, it's usually because you're in the middle of shit. You're overwhelmed with work or something horribly stressful is happening to you. That's what happened to me. And then I ditched that because I didn't have time. I had to like hunker down and it's a spiral.
I know for me too, it's like when the time that you need it the most, you fight yourself and you're like, stop doing all the things that make you feel good. I mean, I do that. I resist myself all the time and I have to catch myself and be like, no, like this is what brings you joy and you need to make time for it.
Yeah.
And even, you know, allowing yourself that time, letting others know, like, I need to step back from something. I need to make time to do the things that bring me joy and happiness.
Yeah. And I think for me, what I always try to do when I realize, oh shit, that's why I'm not feeling good anymore. Cause I've gotten past the whatever moment that got me out of this and I'm like still not right. So then I realized, okay, well, trying to get myself motivated to try to catch up to where I was when I stopped is hard. But if I just start slowly and build back up. So just, you know, as you were talking about taking that walk around the neighborhood, it's really kind of starting the gears, like moving the gears again and getting yourself back into it. So that you're not trying to climb a mountain on the first day, I think is so important.
Yeah, and you should never give yourself that pressure that you have to be all or nothing. That was one of the things I had to learn too. It's like you don't, just because you can, you don't have to, and you don't have to be all or nothing. And just having that acceptance.
Yeah.
You guys are chat. Someone said, Jeff, someone did your research, reducing mineral absorption if you use full dairy milk. Thank you, Alexis.
That's what it was. It was the absorption. So it didn't do anything. It canceled it out. But that does not apply to almond milk.
Right.
So
right.
I have now spent months ditching my spinach from my smoothies like an asshole, thinking that was not working when it was for full dairy. I just, you know what's funny is, when you start drinking almond milk or coconut milk or whatever, you forget that it's not real milk because it just becomes real milk in your mind. So in my mind, it was real milk and I ditched it.
Yeah, well, now you got to start adding your kale and your spinach back in your smoothies.
And Karina, this is why I do this show. It's for me as much as it's for everybody else.
We all learn. We all learn.
It's hilarious. It's so crazy when things get in your head. Thank you to whoever that was in the chat.
Alexis, thank you, Alexis.
How did Alexis find it and Jeff Graham's still looking?
Well, sorry, I did have it pulled up. I just didn't want to interrupt the show.
Okay,
but I'm actually seeing that that's a myth, that milk and spinach reduce absorption. So
Alexis?
Karina?
I don't know. We'll have a definitive answer tomorrow.
I've not heard that before.
Okay.
So
my other question to you is, how healthy are you eating every day in quarantine?
Okay. It's kind of like my workouts. In the beginning, my husband and I were like, oh, cauliflower pizza every night. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like, this is healthy. But then we weren't working out. And my husband would be like, let's have a cheese and charcuterie plate. And then I kind of caught up. It's like, okay, let's refocus again, you know, make sure we're taking care of ourselves. I know it was kind of like this jolt in the beginning of like, what is going on? And we've been really healthy now for the past month. you know, we obviously enjoy some indulgences here and there, as everyone should. There's nothing wrong with that. But again, just like your workouts, it's what you put in your body that make you feel good. And I think right now, mentally and for immunity and everything, we need to do what we can to take care of ourselves. So I think eating well, lean, clean, and green, sticking to that, getting all of your vitamins and your nutrition. You know,
as a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts, with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied, I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today, minus the sweet chili.
It's important. So I'm doing pretty well right now, but not saying that over the weekend we walked and got ice cream, like, that's fine. That's great, you know.
What about Pringles and Snickers ice cream bars and pizza?
Right.
Like, is that something that you would partake in, perhaps, as, you know, you just, like, I'll balance it with, like, a green juice and things like that, and a kale salad from the garden. But then I feel like, wow, I'm, like, schizo Pringles with food.
Pringles are yummy. Have a few.
Now, I wouldn't eat those because I would never buy those. But when my husband, and I don't know if you have this problem, when my husband opens a thing of Pringles next to me, there's no way I can't reach in. And there we are watching Schitt's Creek. And I reach in and I grab as many as I can because I don't want to continue to disturb him by going back and forth. So I grab a whole wad and those things go down so fast. And then your hand's back in there, but now it's deep, right? So you got to like squeeze your hand inside the Pringles container to get in deep and then get another rush. And then later you're like going like this and dumping in the crumbs are going everywhere. And so I wouldn't do that if it wasn't for him.
I get that. My husband too. Loves salty. His is tortilla chips, right?
Oh, same.
Chips and salsa and guacamole. I never would buy that. But this weekend, you just reminded me it was on the kitchen island as he was snacking. And what do?
Mm-hmm.
I dip in.
Oh, yeah. You can't just have one.
You can't. But again, it's okay. I didn't eat the whole bag. So, you know, it's all about harmony.
Okay.
What if you eat the whole bag, Karina? I eat the whole bag. I can't stop. I just can't have it in the house.
Well, I hope you enjoy that entire bag.
You just
like
enjoy
every
it.
Taste. Like, taste it.
And then get moving.
We never want to say you can't do anything or it's a cheat meal or anything like that, because you don't want to beat yourself up, you know? It's your life, and if you enjoy something, have it. Just be healthy and, you know, work out. You have your green juice. It's all about, like I said, it's the harmony of everything. And restriction, I don't live in a life of restriction because that's not joyful to me. But yeah. You know, you're healthy.
I will say this seems like an easy solution, but it helps me a lot for portion control with snacks. I always put it on a plate or in a bowl, because if you take the bag with you or the can with you, you know you're just going to keep going. So I'll literally put the amount I want in a bowl or a plate, take it with me, and put the snack on the highest shelf so that to reach it, I have to, like, get a stool. Because then I just know this is all I can have.
See, now that wouldn't work for me because I would instantly know that that's not enough. That now I've limited myself. Okay. And then I know I'm also too lazy to get up. So you would think it would work because I'd be too lazy to get up. And no, I'd be angry that I now have to get up. So you need the bag. You just have to figure out where your self-control measures are at.
Yeah. Just, there's something about having the bag there too. Self-control. I mean, there are definitely times the past three, four months that self-control has gone. Woo!
Yeah. Well, it is. It's just been... It's been almost an entire year, guys. Like, it's a lot.
It's July now.
Huh? It's July. Like, we're going to blink and it's going to be Christmas. And, I mean, I don't know. I think it's hard to always, you know, like, we're trying to rise above a lot of stuff right now. So I think what's cool in this conversation is, like, wherever we are at, we just continue to try to do better. And that's it.
Yeah. I mean, we just, keep being better people, learning, being safe, supporting one another. I think that's the most important thing right now. And staying connected in a time when it's so disconnected, mm-hmm. which I feel like, you know, with our Tone It Up community and my family, I talk to my family every day now and I'm like, I never did that. And so I'm actually more connected with friends and family. Just, you know, checking in with people is really important right now too.
So what's next for Tone It Up?
Well, we're always expanding what our community wants. So new flavors of protein. So, you know, you can get our protein at Target and Kroger, CVS, you know, everywhere. Building out new product lines there. New fitness equipment coming out. Home fitness equipment is major right now. So developing some new products that are coming out there, and just having new programs in our app, making sure we are just motivating our community, and our community motivates us too, to stay active, stay well, physically and mentally.
I love it. Well, I look forward to when I can see you girls in person again.
I know.
Where is Katrina? Is she here?
Yeah, she's in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, yep. Got it. Yeah. But you said your offices are closed.
Yeah. Our office. Yeah. I mean, who knows when it'll open up again.
Yeah.
I miss seeing everyone. I miss hugging people.
Oh my God. Me too. Hugs.
I know. And you walk in a room and you're like, hi. And I mean, I hug everyone.
Yeah.
And I
do. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be like a kamikaze hugger as soon as we can. I'm going to dive onto people and just like, I'm going to be like a missile launching.
I'm going to cry once we actually like go back to our office or once I see my friends and flesh.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, and before we let you go, Karina, I did want to just flag the Altwell stuff you're doing is so cool. And Maria, you've teased that you've kind of dabbled with CBD cream on the show. And, you know, mm-hmm. Karina, that's been a new venture for you. So I'd love to hear you just speak on that a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm all about mental health and wellness. And if you search, you'll hear my story about growing up with a mentally ill mother and just some depression I went through and anxieties. And I never wanted to take a medication for any anxiety. So back in 2017, I started having panic attacks. It's scary. And so I wanted to figure out a way to naturally help that. And so I started discovering CBD. And it kind of just naturally, no THC in here. So you don't get high. It's just CBD helps your ECS system bring it back to homeostasis. So it helps calm all of your nerves. It regulates your mood. And so I partnered with Altwell. I've known this family for 13, 14 years, worked with them through even Tone It Up and other projects we've done together. So yeah, I'm a big advocate of anything to naturally, whether it's fitness or CBD, any way to naturally make you joyful and happy and get through life. So
So how do you use it?
Go ahead.
How do you use it in your life, Karina?
So I take it in the morning. This is the other thing. During quarantine, I've waking up with a lot of like a rapid heart rate. I'm like, what is going on? It's not like me normally. So that's why meditation is so important too, first thing in the morning. And I'll do like a little tincture drop in my coffee or on my tongue. And then also I have, when I get stressed, I get psoriasis. Mm-hmm. So it's a skin condition. And so you have like a balm that you'll rub on top of it. CBD is, helps with inflammation. So it helps kind of get rid of a rash or anything like that. So that's been really helpful for me.
Kelsey is dealing with psoriasis. And so she is very excited to hear that.
I'm like flailing in the booth over here. Yeah. Yes.
Well, so how much is the tincture you're putting in your coffee in the morning? Like how many milligrams?
Let's see. I do like one drop of this. Like a, so that's one drop or is 1 milligram.
Oh, so it's such a touch.
Yeah.
And do you feel like, what do you feel when you take it?
You don't feel really anything, but say it just helps like calm you down if you're having anxiety.
Got it. So that rapid heartbeat thing goes.
Yeah. Bringing your body back to that homeostasis, that calmness regulates your mood, any of that. So
is this a Tone It Up product or is this something that you're doing on your own?
Is it what?
Is it a Tone It Up product that you guys have or is it your own?
No, it's not Tone It Up. We're thinking about maybe bringing it into the community, but this is something on my own. Yeah. This is a personal passion project.
Yeah. I have these, when I was back home last summer, I saw one of those like little like marijuana stores driving down the road and it was a cute cottage and we pulled over and I bought these gummies, these CBD gummies, and they're like Sour Patch Kids and they're really yummy. And I use those kind of in the beginning of the pandemic when I couldn't sleep at night. And So it helped me. What I've enjoyed about this is that I use things in those periods where I need them, right? So there was a period of time where I was having a lot of neck issues and a lot of neck pain and I wasn't getting a lot of sleep. And so until I figured out my pillow, which by the way is a whole other story we should talk about at some point, I found the pillow. And I haven't had neck issues since, knock on wood. Somebody knock for me. Thank you. I haven't taken the CBD gummies since, and it's been a long time. But they're there in a jar for an emergency. I think we use it in our house. We use the cream for, you know, various like ailments and pains. My dad, my mom, and we became the marijuana family when everybody got diagnosed with brain tumors. So I think in its purpose, it can be really helpful, obviously.
Yeah. And definitely, I also was having trouble sleeping with the pandemic and my husband too. We would be up every night, 2 a.m. to 4. And I've talked to a lot of my friends too, and everyone's like, you're up and you're just like, what is going on? So it definitely has helped with some middle of the night anxiety.
Yeah. I want to know, where is COVID not a problem? That's where I want to move.
I think North Dakota is doing pretty well, but I think there's about like 500,000 people in North Dakota. So it's probably just,
that's perfect.
Yeah.
That means you might not see somebody for a while. That's cool. Although I do need people, but I'll make sure I have people around me, but I heard Iceland too. So, I'm thinking about, thinking about shipping out.
Yeah. Are we allowed to travel there or are we banned?
I don't know, but I think there's got to be a way to figure it out. You can always find a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the way to do it.
That's how I'm going to do it. I've actually been joking, Karina. I'm like, I am going to move to the North Pole with Santa. That's it. Like, I'm just going and I'm going to have a great life. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to make toys and I'm just going to be an elf.
Sounds Maria, fun. Buddy the Elf. Maria,
will you
the
come,
elf.
Kelsey?
Absolutely. You know, you wherever you go, I'm going.
I love it. Jeff, Ryan, do you guys want to come?
Merry Christmas. Let's go.
I'm the Christmas junkie here, so I'm
Oh,
in.
Shit. That's right.
Yeah, I'm in.
Karina, you have a lot of duties still, so you can come visit.
Okay, I will.
You
well,
keep
no,
people
now
toned
I
up.
Can work from anywhere. And do
this is true.
No, even we've had to adjust. Like normally we have our fitness schedule where we film 4 times a year and it's 30 to 40 people on set. We're now filming in our living rooms with all of our trainers with our iPhones.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, So I can go anywhere.
It's transformed everything for me too, because I, you know, we built a studio in Connecticut at our house so that I could be bi-coastal and be with my parents. And, you know, now they've been here with us since quarantine, but I realize now more than ever that we really don't have to be anywhere anymore, which is very freeing.
I agree.
So, I mean, I've always wanted to live like on a farm and have a lot of animals, and that just didn't seem possible before, living like when you're working in Hollywood and you need to be in proximity of everything. But now it's like, yeah, I'll fly in for a meeting, I guess. Like, I'm going to go to move to Montana or something.
I know. It's definitely been interesting because I've always been like traveling. I was never in one place more than 3 days at a time. I'd go to the office or I'd film or I'd fly into LA because I split time Austin, LA and Palm Springs. And so I'm always everywhere. But yeah, it's interesting how it's all worked now. And I've just been staying put for months. But
so have you and your husband entertained the idea of moving anywhere?
We talk about it, but I mean, we just moved to Austin a year ago. So okay. Of course, now we don't get to enjoy all the things that we love here.
I know.
But I don't know. I've always loved Hawaii. We got
yes.
married there.
Yes. Oh my God. I could see Tone It up there. Yes. Like Bodies in Motion. Wasn't Bodies in Motion in Hawaii?
I think so.
Do you remember that guy that used to do like...
there were so many good fitness shows. Way ESPN or whatever it was back in the day.
Yeah.
That growing up, and they were in Oahu. Waikiki.
So here's the thing. It was funny because I started Googling when I was trying to escape at one point recently, the number, like the top cities in the country to live in. And the number one place I'm pretty sure was Austin, Texas.
It is.
And so was that your kind of deciding factor, or was there a reason behind moving to Austin that you can share?
I always loved it for 10 years. I've always just loved Austin, the food, the music. It's really active and energizing. And I love change and just trying new things. And it's so, for me, I'm so used to traveling that it's a two and a half hour flight to LA. So it's like back and forth, or, you know, it's, so we just, my husband has some work out here too. So we just took an opportunity. I was like, let's do it. And so we're here. But yeah, a lot of tech out here, a lot of great for entrepreneurs. And it's a vibey place.
Yeah, I love Austin. Like, love.
I've never been. I want to go.
Oh my God, it's so much fun.
I wish
so much
travel.
Fun. Yeah. Good food. All right, Karina, thank you so much. It's so fun to catch up with you. And I can't wait to try my cauliflower smoothie.
We'll link it in the podcast description below.
Yeah, my dad's diabetic. It's going to be so good for him, too.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now start adding that. Those greens back into your smoothie.
I know, you changed my life today. Thank you so much. If you guys want more on Karina, you can check out the Tone It Up app. It's available on the Apple App Store, Tone It Up. You can try her CBD product she was mentioning, altwell.com. And you can follow her at Karina Dunn. Thank you so much.
So good.
See you soon. Bye. All right. Well, I learned a lot.
I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to try that cauliflower smoothie thing. So
I'm making
cool.
one
Me too.
Right after the show today.
I love it.
And I'm glad we figured out your milk issue, because you and I were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, because I was really frustrated that I can't have my spinach. I used to just do frozen spinach in there all the time, and I felt good that I was getting these other nutrients in there. And then, yeah, so that's, you know, listen, guys, I got a big confession to make.
Uh-oh.
I know this is going to be earth-shattering to you all. I'm not perfect.
We all thought you were. We still think you are.
I'm wicked
Maria.
Smart, but I'm not perfect, okay? So I definitely did not heed that advice properly. So all is good. I'm gonna go make that smoothie after if we're done. Although I don't have frozen cauliflower. I got to go get that.
I'm interested in the CBD drops. I really am.
Yeah, no, I've used different products before, and the only thing with CBD is I'm super sensitive. I will get so sleepy, so I could only use it at night. But 1 milligram, I mean, I think the ones that I would take at night were like 5, maybe. I think that's usually considered like a really low dose.
Yeah.
Right.
But for me, it like knocks me out, and I'm like...
I've used the cream before. I have a friend whose dad makes it, and mm-hmm. so I have a jar, but I've never tried the drops because I'm like you, I'm very sensitive, so I'm mm-hmm. always hesitant, but
yeah,
worth a try, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because Deepak Chopra is tied to Altwell too, and I'm sure both you and our listeners trust Deepak Chopra, so it's interesting to be in a moment when research and science and even general acceptability around cannabis is evolving, you know? Yeah. It'll be really interesting to see in 10, 15 years what everyone's thoughts on it are.
Oh my God, I hated it before. I was so anti. Like,
me too. I mean, a lot of people
me
were.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, it's scary if used the wrong way. It's like most things probably where you need to learn how and why it can be valuable and used the right way. Because mm-hmm. anything, really, can be used for good or evil.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Like Pringles.
Like Pringles. I resonated with that story.
Ooh. Oh, man. All right. Well, listen, thank you guys for joining us here on Better Together, as always. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm going to be going live every weekday on Instagram right after the show with Kels. We're going to talk about the tips, the takeaways, and then we can actually interact directly together. So come say hi. And let's help each other. So if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Maria Menounos, where all of our Better Together content is, I can continue to bring you the world's best experts and amazing content, and you'll never miss an episode. You can help me and other listeners find the show if you rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. So we would be so grateful. I've looked at that number and I'm kind of like, I don't think this is reflective of what we've put out. So
we need it up.
We need to like pass 1,000. What do they call them? Likes?
1,000
subscriptions and
no on
all
Apple Podcasts.
Oh,
what do you
oh,
reviews.
Reviews.
Reviews?
We need to pass 1,000 reviews. So help us break the 1,000 and you know, we bring you this content for free because we're passionate about it and we love empowering everybody. So if you could help us in return with a quick review, a quick like, in terms of ratings, that would help us grow so much. And we would be greatly, greatly appreciative of that. In the meantime, if you liked today's episode, you might want to try our episode with Harley Pasternak, who is a fitness god expert. That was March 26th. Go back and check that out. What was really cool was that's when we started to learn about the fact that frozen veggies can be even fresher than fresh veggies. That blew my mind. And so there's a lot of amazing tips like that in there. Tomorrow we have happiness expert and New York Times bestselling author Gretchen Rubin here to talk about achievable ways to find more happiness in our lives. I couldn't think of a more appropriate time for all of us to try to access more happiness. I know I want it. And I'm sure you do too. So join us tomorrow, live right here, wherever here is for you, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Apple, Spotify. Follow us at Maria Menounos, at Karina Dawn, at everybody else. And remember, be nice people, make good choices. I don't have everybody else's handles.
I'll put it in the description.
Be present. Hey, Heal Squad, we have been on quite the journey together, and we're hearing from so many of you just how much this show is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. We love, love, love it, and we just ask that you don't keep it to yourself. Spread the message and share the show or your favorite episode with your friends, and if you want to help us even more, you can leave us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and follow us on Instagram at Heal Squad. You can also DM us anytime because we love connecting with you, and finally, you can also join us on Patreon for our monthly live heal events with world-class healers and ad-free episodes exclusive only to Patreon and our Super Heal Squad for as little as $10 a month. So go to patreon.com/healsquad to join. Getting better isn't easy, friends, but as I say all the time, it's a whole lot easier if we can do it together. We love you all so much, and we love doing this thing called life with you.